Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has dropped out of the race to replace Liz Truss. In a statement, Johnson says he had enough support to run and believed he could deliver a Conservative Party victory in the next general election, but says now isn't the time. The BBC's Damian Grammaticus reports the former chancellor Rishi Sunak and Penny Mordaunt are the other candidates.
Dramatic development this, which I'd have to say one that has been speculated about. People have been talking about the idea that Boris Johnson might be reluctant to go forward with this unless he was very clear that he would be in a sort of commanding position. And what has become absolutely obvious over the weekend is that he's not. Now we have seen, obviously, this message that has just come through from him. And interestingly, in it, he does say that he said, I reached out to both Rishi Sunak and Penny Mordaunt because I hope we could come together in the national interest. We have sadly not been able to work out a way to do this.
The BBC's Damian Grammaticus reporting. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has officially secured a third term as the head of the ruling Communist Party, cementing his place as China's leader. The party also unveiled the new lineup of its most elite decision-making body, as NPR's Emily Fang reports.
By retiring former officials and packing the new committee with longtime allies, Xi has ensured he has a complete control over the party and thus the country. She also gave a muscular speech vowing to defend Chinese interests. He warned the country was embarking on, quote, a long journey as China faces increasing headwinds from the U.S. and its allies. And he committed to keeping the party strong so it remained, quote, the backbone of Chinese society.
NPR's Emily Fang reporting. The Group of Seven Nations is condemning Russia's kidnapping of the top Ukrainian officials who run the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the global leaders are also calling for the immediate return of full control of the faculty to Ukraine.
The group of the world's wealthiest democracies said it was strongly concerned by the serious threat posed to the safety and security of the nuclear facility, its staff, and the region. The leader said the kidnapping of the plant's leadership prevented key personnel from handling indispensable functions. In a statement, they wrote, quote, we strongly reject these reckless, cruel, and dangerous acts and demand the immediate release of those detained. The Zaporizhzhia facility is the largest nuclear plant in Europe. Russian forces captured the plant this spring. The leaders added that they will never recognize the Russian Federation's attempted illegal annexations in Ukraine. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. Dow futures are up about 0.6%. NASDAQ futures are up just over 1%. You're listening to NPR News. In Somalia, at least 8 people died. Dozens of others were wounded after militants stormed a hotel in the port city of Kismayo. The attack started with a suicide bombing this morning before gunmen stormed the building and exchanged gunfire with security forces. The Islamist extremist group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack, saying its fighters had penetrated the Tawakkal Hotel. That hotel is a popular meeting place for government officials. In southeast Utah, the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe led a protest at a uranium mill. From member station KSUT, Clark Adamidis has more.
More than 100 activists marched with the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe on their fourth annual peace walk. They walked 5 miles from White Mesa, a community on the reservation, up to the only conventionally operating uranium mill in the U.S. The EPA has criticized the mill for violating the Clean Air Act and found that 2 ponds for disposing radioactive waste were improperly covered. Michael Badback remembers wild rabbits and thick sage bushes before the mill opened in the 1970s.
The sagebrush, half of them are dead, and there used to be rabbits out here. If you drive like this, a rabbit will run in front of you.
The march continues the decades-long fight to push for the mill to be permanently closed. For NPR News, I'm Clark Adamidis.
Crude oil futures are trading higher at this hour, up about 0.4%. At $85.39 in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.